because the rest of the information is actually easy and simple. But none of it will grasp, none of it will take root unless you have a fertile environment for the rest of the information to grab, grow, take hold, and develop. It's like if you're going to plant seeds, you need to prepare the soil first. If you don't prepare the soil, if the soil isn't fertile, you can plant seed and you can water it all you want and get all the sunlight on it you want, but the seed will never take root and grow. The soil has to be prepared. If you're going to build a skyscraper, you must build a foundation. And that foundation has to be strong and has to be deep. Without that foundation, nothing will happen. And what are we looking to achieve here? You know, the first part of this weekend is entitled, Your Wish is Your Command, How to Manifest Your Desires. Which means, whatever you want in life, you can call it forth. Whatever you desire, whatever you want, you can give the command and manifest it in your physical experience. Whatever your heart desires, whatever you want to see in front of you, whatever you want to be, do, or have, all you have to do is give the command and it's there. You have Aladdin's lamp. The genie is there. Give the command and it will come forth with amazing speed. Whether that be happiness, whether that be money, whether that be a bigger house or something material like a car, whether that be something internal, a feeling, happiness, joy, glee, whether it be a relationship, whether it be a better relationship with the person you're with, whether it be happiness in your home, whether it be a better relationship with your friends, coworkers, children, family members, whether it be learning a foreign language or learning to play a musical instrument, or whether it means traveling, or whether it means doing something where you're praised and you're given accolades for, whether it be growing in your career and hitting levels of appreciation in your life from the people around you that you've always desired, whether it be getting your physical body to a place where you feel fantastic in your skin, whether it's physical health. Whatever it is you want, this course is designed to give you the tools so that all you have to do, in effect, is give the command. Your wish is your command. Whatever you command, it can come forth. That's what we're achieving. Tomorrow we're focusing strictly on money. Today we're laying all the foundation for everything. That's the objective. And somebody always says, but I know this stuff. This stuff sounds something like I've heard before. Really, you know this stuff. You know it. Do you know it? You know it? Leo Buscaglia, great author, passed away now. He said, to know and not to do is not to know. So I got a friend of mine, he was giving a lecture, he was talking about being positive. And I was at this lecture, and he was talking about how most people aren't really positive, enthusiastic, and happy, but that's a really key element to success. We'll talk about that later. And this woman raises her hand, and she says, I don't understand. I'm happy all the time. And my friend looked at her and said, really? You should tell your face. And everyone cracked up laughing because she had this scowl on her face, which certainly didn't make it appear that she was happy. You know, she thought she was happy, but she certainly wasn't emanating that feeling. So if you think you know this information, but you don't have the results to show it, I can categorically tell you, you don't know it. You're doing something wrong. Think about it. You really know, you know how to do this? Really? Okay. You know how to make a souffle? Really? Well, how come you can't make one? Obviously, you don't know. You think you know, but you don't. Your teachability index is zero. Gabish, you understand this? Does this mean? I'm keep going back to these four concepts, the foundational concepts. Who do you listen to? The teachability index, the training balance scale, and the four steps, getting to unconscious competence. Now, these are four concepts that you should know, just like your own name. So if I were to ask you, who do you listen to and why? You should be able to explain it to me clearly, concisely, with brevity. Who do you listen to? And someone said, well, how would you explain that concisely, Kip? I would say, very simple. If somebody say, who do you listen to? Listen to people that have what you want, that have the physical evidence that it works. That's it. That makes sense. Teachability index. Can you explain that to me? Yeah, there are two variables. One, what is your willingness to learn? Next, what is your willingness to accept change? You have to be high in both of those concepts. You have to be very high. You have to have a high willingness to learn. Well, how do you determine if you have a high willingness to learn? What are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up your favorite thing to learn? What is your willingness to accept change? Are you willing to do something completely different? You need to be teachable. Training balance scale, can you explain that? Yeah, there's two sides of the training balance scale. One is the thoughts, one is the actions. One is the attitude, the motivation, the why, the dream, the thinking. And the other one is the how, the techniques, the skills, the action steps, the doing part. Which is more important? The thoughts are 99.9% of this process. Makes sense. Next, the fourth basic concept, what are the four levels of learning? You should instantly tell me, not by looking at your notes. Unconscious incompetence, conscious incompetence, conscious competence, and unconscious competence. And if I were to say, well, how do you get to unconscious competence? Well, there's two ways.